KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, and it's 72 degrees. We picked up 55 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight through early this morning, and we look for partly sunny skies today with showers and thunderstorms likely again this afternoon, a high near 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, strong storms passing through western Iowa early this morning have caused some damage in some locations. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says a trained spotter in Audubon reported winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour caused large tree branches to snap and fall 4 miles east of the Audubon Airport, and some shingles were blown off a roof. A severe thunderstorm warning was issued for parts of Audubon, Cass, Adair, and Guthrie counties just before 6 a.m. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Helen, where are we going? To see the house I just bought, Marge. Marge, look at this huge living room and the woodwork. Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, yes, Helen, but what's that smell?
I think they just had some bad potpourri.
No, Helen, I think it's more than that. I think we better go check the bathroom to see if the toilet is clogged and if the sewer is backed up. On second thought, I don't think we should go in there. Let's call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. They can check the septic tank and do a furnace inspection so everything will be fixed and ready for you to move in.
Whether you're buying a house or remodeling your own, Masker Plumbing and Heating can come and inspect your septic tank. All septic tanks have to be brought up to code by DNR. While Maskers are at your house, have them check your furnace, too. They can fix it if it's in need of repair or recommend a more efficient York furnace or heat pump. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you at 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. Well, firefighters from Oneida and Wyota were called to the scene of a mobile home fire just northwest of Oneida late Wednesday afternoon. The call about the blaze south of 52939 740th Street was dispatched around 4:53 p.m. Heavy smoke was seen coming from the residence prior to firefighters' arrival. Oneida Fire Chief Dwayne Murphy told KJAN News the center section of the mobile home was completely engulfed in flames. By the time the first crews arrived, no one was inside. Murphy said fire crews were able to knock down the flames quickly, but there was still a severe amount of damage. Crews remained on the scene for about an hour. A cause of the fire has not yet been determined, and Murphy said that the state fire marshal would not be called in to investigate at this time. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening discussed at length the Poet Ethanol Transfer Station being built in the downtown area, and the council passed by a vote of 4-2 a motion calling for the writing of a resolution opposing the location of the transfer station, but not in opposition to the project itself. Councilman Sean Schaus was not present at the meeting to vote on the matter. Some members of the council, including the mayor, were upset with Poet LLC's plans to build an ethanol transfer station near the heart of the downtown area, just north of the Chamber of Commerce. Their concerns centered around safety issues, wear and tear on city streets, and the city's legal liability in the event of an explosion for having allowed such a facility to be built. Now, Poet did obtain the necessary federal permits to have ethanol trucked from its production facility in Coon Rapids to Atlantic, where it would be unloaded onto rail tanker cars. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein said the company was not required to seek local building permits because of federal interstate commerce laws, but he acknowledged that it would have been nice if the company had notified the city of its intent. He said also that a resolution opposing the location of the site would not absolve the city from any legal liability in the event of an explosion.
Regardless of why they failed to come to the city council 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I think right now it's imperative that the city reach out to them and in a cooperative spirit and nurse this relationship into something that will eventually lead to, who knows, maybe an ethanol plant being opened up down here. Our legal options are limited. We can speak to an attorney who specializes in this stuff, which it would need to be, an attorney who specializes in this. We would be throwing good money at bad even for just exploring this with an attorney who specializes in this.
Wiederstein mentioned that any resolution passed expressing the city's disapproval of the location should include copies of the federal permits and applications Poet obtained, which he intends to seek from the company. He added, however, that Poet is not required to provide those documents to the city. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday passed a second ordinance of a reading entitled No Parking Zones along U.S. Highway 6 or West 7th Street in front of the Casey's General Store and KFC restaurant, and suspended the rules before approving the ordinance on a third and final reading. During their last meeting, the council requested input from store owners on whether or not trucks parked along the highway created a traffic obstruction that the Iowa DOT of Transportation or Department of Transportation had alluded to earlier. City Administrator Doug Harris said the affected businesses confirmed the DOT's assertion.
I talked to the manager at Casey's, and they said that they would support that. That it does create a problem for their patrons who are trying to exit with those trucks blocking.
The DOT said in a letter that to the city that trucks parking along the shoulder also caused damage to the area, which results in increased maintenance costs. Councilman Steve Livengood hinted the DOT may be willing to pave the shoulder or at least put in more effort to maintain it if it was deemed a no-parking area. News time is 7:12. Fall is coming, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working correctly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are our local York Heating and Cooling System dealer in Atlantic, and York offers a high-efficiency heat pump. Maskers can also take care of your septic tank. They can inspect it and fix it if things aren't working right. If you're buying a house or remodeling, the septic tank has to be at code by DNR. So give Masker Plumbing and Heating a call today or stop in and see them at 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Carol May Liebeck, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Carol Liebeck will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Diane K. Clinton Wilson, age 54, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Diane Wilson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Martin Marty Vogt, age 55, of Dexter, died Friday. Graveside services for Marty Vogt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dexter City Cemetery. Johnson Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Henry Hank Daggett, age 59, of Linden, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Hank Daggett will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Francis Frank Michael Shaben, age 50, of Boulder, Colorado, died September 10th. Memorial services for Frank Shaben will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. The memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this morning by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.